Today, the Trump administration is delivering much needed relief to farmers who suffered losses from the natural disasters of 2023-24 through our announcing stage two of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, as well as our milk loss program and on-farm stored commodity loss program. From day one, President Trump has put farmers first, and this announcement continues that progress. Our first major action on the end of the Democrat shutdown underscores our commitment to the nation's farmers as we work to fully implement the relief passed by Congress through our announcement here today of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program Stage 2. Stage 2 will cover crop, tree, bush, vine, and quality losses that were not covered under the earlier announced Stage 1. The purpose of Stage 2 is to cover so-called shallow losses, which include non-indemnified losses, uncovered losses, and quality losses. Between the two stages of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, USDA will deliver in total more than $16 billion in congressionally approved assistance to America's farmers, provided much-needed cash flow as we head into calendar year 2026 and the new crop cycle. This $16 billion from both stages of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program is in addition to the $9.3 billion we have already distributed through the separate Emergency Commodity Assistance Program and the over $2 billion that we have delivered to ranchers and dairymen through the Emergency Livestock Relief Program. For further details on what the second stage of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program will entail, I turn it over to our newly sworn in Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce. Richard?
Well, thank you, Deputy Secretary Baden. First of all, I want to start off by thanking you and for your leadership. You and Secretary Rollins have led the charge in delivering disaster assistance to farmers in a timely manner. And I'm honored to be a part of the culmination of months of hard work by yourself and our FSA team. As the Deputy Secretary mentioned, this program will cover uninsured losses and for the first time in USDA disaster assistance, shallow losses. If a producer suffered a loss that did not exceed their crop insurance deductible, they will now be indemnified for their loss and receive the same crop insurance premium and fee refund as producers did in SDRP 1. This addresses a clear gap in previous disaster assistance programs. And while I'm on the topic of what is different from the previous iterations of aid, there will be no progressive factoring. Hurricanes, derechos, and wildfires do not bias producers based on their race or ethnicity, so the assistance provided by USDA should not either. The quality loss component of SDRP will cover the decrease in value based on discounts due to the physical condition of the crop, as well as decline in nutritional value of forage crops. It is also worth noting, at the request of Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, and Massachusetts, they will be administering their own crop loss programs through their state block grants. Therefore, producers with losses on land physically located in these states are not eligible for SDRP program payments. However, they would be available for the milk loss program and the on-farm stored commodity loss program. As the Deputy Secretary said at the top, today we are also rolling out what I just referred to as the milk loss and on-farm stored commodity loss program. The milk loss program provides relief to producers who were forced to dump milk or remove it from the commercial market due to adverse weather, while the on-farm stored commodity loss program covers losses of eligible harvested commodities in storage. Sign up for all three programs opens next Monday, November 24th. We encourage producers to prepare for their county office visit by reviewing the SDRP 2 checklist available at fsa.usda.gov/SDRP. The milk loss program and on-farm stored commodity loss program will open up for signing through January 23rd, while SDRP stages 1 and 2 will be open through April the 30th. Just some general information that we can put out here. The qualifying disaster events would include wildfires, hurricanes, floods, derechos, excessive heat, tornadoes, winter storms, freeze, smoke exposure, excessive moisture, qualifying droughts, which would be defined as a D2 drought for 8 weeks or D3 or more severe for any period of time, and related conditions that occurred in calendar year 23 and 24. There will be a linkage requirement for participants in these program or in this program. Producers must obtain either federal crop insurance or NAP coverage at least 60% for 2 years. I mentioned the application sign-up period. Let me mention quickly the payment limitations, which will mirror SDRP-1. They start at $125,000 per calendar year or $250 per calendar year if 75% or more of an entity's AGI is derived from farming, ranching, or forestry-related activities, and $900,000 per calendar year for high-value crops, again, if they meet that AGI test of 75% or more of their entity's AGI is derived from farming, ranching, or forestry-related activities. And finally, just a very quick, very high-level definition of high-value crops that would include trees, bushes, vines, aquaculture, hemp, grass for seed, tobacco, and vegetable seed.